Well, hello, people. Now, here we have three dumb femons. Three femons getting a bit too close to wild animal, which is a deer, a stag. Obviously, these femons are unaware that it's rutting season, close to, and stags act completely different this time of year. Now, there's not a lot of wildlife in the UK, and a lot of it is sort of open zoo type areas. It's not like Canada or the US when you have miles and miles and miles of wild land. England is quite a small country, and generally everything is fenced off in one way or another. And maybe that's why a lot of the people don't understand about wildlife. But it's generally a lot of them are femons because all they want to do is go and pet this animal. Now I remember walking in Canadian forest and hearing this noise, so I slowly moved towards it. And it was rutting season at the time. And I saw this quite a big stag smashing the hell out of a tree. Because the stags act completely different that time of year. Generally speaking, they're solitary animals. And they wander around the forest keeping away. Generally speaking, they're solitary animals. Keeping away from the female deer. But in rutting season, they're trying to find the female deer. And they will fight other stags to have the right to mate. The trouble is, with a lot of femons, they completely don't understand about wildlife. Which is strange, because they've been on the planet as long as males have. They've watched far too many Disney cartoons. They think these animals kind of go around with their friends and go to the field and maybe have a little bite to eat and then meet up in some other area and eat some berries, you know, it's also all nicey-nicey. But generally males know that nature isn't like that. And it's maybe because way back when men were out hunting, they got to know about wildlife and nature. They had to, for a successful hunt. Now, for instance, if a man starts to try and explain to a femon about how dangerous going up to a stag at this time of year is, it would be called mansplaining. But let's think about it. Is a man trying to pretend he's much superior than a femon? Is he trying to control the femon? No, neither. He's trying to protect the femon, to try and explain to her the dangers she's putting herself in, and to stop her from getting hurt or worse. Let's say one of these femons or whatever goes to try and pet this animal and it attacks her, and injures her, or even kills her. Guess what will happen to this male deer? Well, he'd probably be euthanized, when all the animal is doing is a natural thing. And I know this happens in the United States and other places as well. But mostly the UK, because they're completely unaware. And probably all it is just to get another selfie. You can watch these animals from a distance, a safe distance. And really, in just most cases, it's just common sense. Talk again, I guess.